Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today.
Cakes? Have we mentioned where we're going to be tomorrow at noon?
Oh, I have not. Thank you for reminding me of that. You can join us, the Junks. We're all going to be there for a free private screening of Roadhouse starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor Wednesday, March 20th. That's tomorrow at Icon Tyson's at noon.
Right.
Free movie, free popcorn and soda. It's first come, first serve.
Right.
We'd love to see you there. Tomorrow, high noon.
For some reason, I'm intrigued by this movie.
So am I. Because I like the first. I like the original.
I think it's like around 70% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's getting, pretty good, right?
It's getting good reviews.
Yeah.
If you like the original, you probably like the reboot. So come out and join us tomorrow, noon. First come, first serve. Just ditch work. You're going to ditch work later this week anyway because of the NCAA tournament. Just do it a day early.
Right.
Hang out with us tomorrow at noon at Icon Tyson's for the free private screening of Roadhouse. Thank you for reminding the people.
Yes.
And that's tomorrow at noon.
Yes. Tomorrow at noon, body.
Put it Roadhouse. On your phone to remind yourself
Roadhouse.
Not to go home.
And Jake Gyllenhaal is playing. What was the character name of? It was Dalton Schultz, wasn't it? Dalton Schultz?
No, it's just, I don't know.
Hold on. Why am I
like
saying Dalton Schultz? That's a tight end.
A tight end for the Texans.
Yeah.
you're getting your Daltons mixed
I am.
Up.
What was his
your
character's
brain is
name?
Bush.
What was his character name?
You know what? I think people just called him Dalton. I don't know if they ever referenced him by his last name. Maybe they do like on Wikipedia or IMDb.
Yeah. They didn't call him.
Called him Dalton.
Yeah, I didn't know if
I
that
know.
Was his first or his last name.
His name's John Dalton.
John Dalton.
Oh, look. Mike
See?
Marr.
So it was his last
that,
name.
That has to be you doing internet research because you haven't even seen like Goodfellas.
It's 1,000% Google.
I know you haven't seen the original Roadhouse. You should. It's good, can't be fun from back in the late 80s.
By the way, Mike, when are you coming up with your cheeks list? We haven't.
Hey, whenever we want. I mean, it's bit season.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's go.
I mean, I have the list laid out. I mean, it's just.
Top 10 cheeks. Are you going to do it like Valdez? Like, what do you call that? Like, you know.
Like Mount Cheekmore. Like, I feel like.
No.
Tennis.
Well, do it well.
No, but I mean like a PowerPoint presentation. Are you going to print out pictures so we can look at all the cheeks?
Maybe Google Slides, like a PowerPoint. Just
all right,
send
all
out
right.
the PowerPoint.
That works.
Right, I still want you to work on that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, so we'll get to work on
Drabby,
that.
Your lips. Your lips,
I'm
guy.
Recusing myself from this.
Why?
Well, I mean, there's nothing funny about lips, first of all.
Well, why Valdez? Did you pick lips then? You want to be
a... Rick, you asked me what I was most attracted to. I said lips. And then you go, everybody do a top 10 list. And then Valdez went overboard with it and made a whole thing.
You feel like you can't live up to the Jugs list?
Well, am I going to do a top 10 list?
I set the bar too high.
Maybe you set the bar
too
high.
Yeah, maybe intimidated.
No, he ruined it. He did bits. He did wacky bits. He didn't
I agree. I don't think he should have had Elvira in there.
Or Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, he had a cartoon in there.
Yeah. He was mocked relentlessly behind his back by everybody. And he thinks that people are talking about it. So it was
he thinks
content.
He's at the vanguard at the cutting edge. He's getting
the
mocked.
Chris Sims.
I like the overall. I like the overall presentation and effort. I just had a beef with Jessica Rabbit and Elvira.
I'll say this. That
And Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton has
Dolly
the most
Parton,
famous boobs ever.
I don't think you have any issue. How can you have an issue with Dolly Parton?
Well, if his dad did a list, or his grandpa.
Her, her boobs are transcendent.
Yes.
not really.
I think they are.
Doesn't she wear a boob suit anyway?
I don't know.
Boob suit? She's got to.
I think she's wearing like a whole like thing.
I don't know. Like a Skims thing? Yeah. Well, I have no idea.
I stand by the statement that Rolling Stone magazine doesn't get talked about when they put the Beatles as the best band of all time.
That's true. I hear you.
You're equating yourself to Rolling Stone. I do appreciate that. All right, so we wanted to get into some of the audio from the newest running back for the Washington Commanders. That would be Austin Ekeler, who comes over on a free agent deal. Signs a relatively modest deal for a guy who has as many accomplishments as he has.
But like you always say, he's older for an RB.
Yep.
This is year 8. So I guess not that surprised that the number wasn't that high.
He wants to keep working on his borderline.
And he's coming
Hall
off an ankle injury.
High ankle sprain, which is a difficult injury.
Yep. I'm going to assume he's going to be 100% going into camp.
Let's hope so. I mean, he suffered that injury in the first game last season.
I listened to some of the audio already, and I think we're going to play some. I was getting fired up.
I mean, I love the guy, especially from a fantasy standpoint. Like, that dude was carrying people to fantasy titles 3 and 4 years ago.
Right.
Hopefully, he still has something left in the tank for the Commanders for real football. Here's Ekeler talking about what he brings to the table for Washington.
As far as a playmaker, I'm going to score some touchdowns for you, that's for sure, if you can get me in the red zone and find a way to give me the ball and some space. As far as a leader, I'm going to bring some energy. You're going to hear me at practice. You can hear me in the locker room. You can hear me talk to the young guys. You can hear me bringing people along. You're going to find me in the weight room all the time and also pushing people in there as well. And really, I really take pride in helping people be the best version of themselves, but starting with myself first. And so that's what you're going to get when you have me on the team.
By the way, he is not messing around about the weight room bit. I believe I saw him within the past week post a workout where he is lifting with one arm a 200-pound dumbbell.
I want to see that.
He's straddling the bench, and he's got a 200-pound dumbbell in the left.
He's doing a row.
He's a strong kid.
He's doing this with his right arm.
With 200?
He does two or three of them, and he switches it over to the left hand and does the same thing.
Right.
With a 200-pound dumbbell.
My dumbbells at home go up to 80. That's all I got.
It's a 200-pounder.
Yeah.
Side note, EB, I will give you one United States dollar.
I won't know the answer.
U.S. currency.
I don't know this answer. I don't.
I think it's pretty widespread knowledge.
I don't think I do.
I think you're going to know it.
No, my brain's mush.
What is Austin Ekeler's touchdown celebration? This dollar is yours if you get it.
I don't know.
It's a pretty widespread, pretty common celebration that he does. You don't know his touchdown celebration?
No. Why would I know that?
Have you ever seen him score a touchdown?
Yeah, but we don't remember touchdown celebrations.
He does air guitar. He does.
Well, hopefully he's doing a lot of air guitar this year.
Sometimes fans will throw him like an inflatable guitar and he'll play it.
But what's the bit? Like, why does he do that? Like,
I don't know. It's just his thing.
Has he ever explained? Like, I love.
I don't know. Maybe if we ever
Axl
get him
Rose
in person, we can
ask him.
But
or no, who's the guy? Who's
Slash?
Slash.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know that he loves to play air guitar in the end zone, and he loves flops. Austin Ekeler.
Oh, really?
Loves flops. Mm. Saw him on the Celebrity Poker Tour recently with Maria Ho and Brad Owen.
He says he just he loves old 80s and 90s rock. That's why.
Oh, he does?
He's a big 80s rock guy.
I need to hang out with him. I need to hang out with Austin Ekeler.
He's probably boys with your guy. He probably loves your guy that you hung out on the tour bus with.
He loves Brett Michaels?
Probably.
Who doesn't love Brett Michaels? That guy's an American treasure.
Right.
Everybody should love him.
All I know is that if you think about what they're doing, they're getting guys in here that like Bobby Wagner, I think, is this kind of guy too.
Yeah.
He's like a positive influence, a loud guy. They say, you know, he's a big talker.
Yeah.
Eckler's going to be like positive influence guy. I love what he said. I'm going to be in the weight room all the time. Like, I just get the sense that some of the guys that aren't here anymore.
Yeah.
I won't mention names, maybe like Chase Young.
You won't mention names, but you mentioned one.
They come in and they can't wait to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They weren't supportive in the locker room.
Well, not that they weren't supportive, but it wasn't their passion. It wasn't like, I'm going to pump everybody up. I think there's other clips where he talked about that he really likes seeing other people do well.
Maybe that's why they brought in Dante Fowler, too.
Right. Guys like that.
Yeah.
That are
well, I mean, if they're
going to
draft
positive,
they have 9 draft picks, right? Nine or 10. So you're going to have a lot of younger guys, including a young quarterback. So maybe that's good that they're bringing in these older dudes to kind of support the younger guys that are going to be coming in. And not all of them are young. I mean, they got a couple of young offensive linemen, and Armstrong's not old, and Jeremy Chin's not old. So it's a good mix.
It's good to get guys that are like vocal like that. Because let's be honest. I mean, John Allen's a quiet guy. I have no idea what Payne's like, but we know
John's
quiet. I
think Payne's pretty quiet, too.
It seems like Payne's quiet from the outside looking in. I don't know. I don't know. I like this infusion of personality.
It's a good mix, I think.
Hey, going back to Eckler, first off, he doesn't know how to play the guitar.
Okay.
But they asked him if there's any song in particular that goes through his head when he's strumming the air guitar. He says, not exactly, but the one that has always stuck in my head before the game, so I guess it embodies me, is 10,000 Fists by Disturbed.
Oh, can you play that?
So we'll have to see.
Probably got a good drum playlist.
You should probably be playing the drums.
Sleep on Dave Draymond, the lead singer, Sturm.
This is probably sick when you're in the weight room.
I wouldn't know.
Right?
So where's the weight room?
And what's a weight room?
So he's...
By the way, I think Austin Eckler, I'm going to shoot my shot. If he ever wants to come out and play the Cakes Classic, he has an open invite. You have an open
good.
Seat. Anytime.
See that?
Anytime you want. Because he does love flops. Now, he'd be playing for peanuts compared to what he's, you know.
No, but he just likes to play cards.
Yeah, he likes to play cards, hang out with some of the local DJs.
You think he want to win like 10K or something or whatever? What does first place get?
It could be $5,000 or $6,000.
All right, yeah.
I mean, he didn't sign the biggest deal.
We'll round it up to 10.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Open invite,
he's
got to
be one of the better stories in the history of the NFL.
Definitely.
Based on the fact that he's undrafted.
Yeah.
Where did he play in college?
Western Colorado.
Yeah. He's a Colorado guy. I think he was born in Nebraska, but
how tall
raised
is
in
he?
5'9", maybe 10.
Is it possible, because I know this guy was a lot smaller, but is it possible he could have the longevity of a guy like Darren Sproles or somebody?
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't think Sproles had nearly the amount of carries.
Sproles, he wasn't
that
like the number one guy.
No, but he was an impactful guy for a long time.
Definitely was.
Yeah, very quick.
Let's hear clip number two. This is Eckler talking about being part of a two-back system. He won't be the lead back, but he'll be in tandem with Brian Robinson Jr. here in Washington.
Yeah, it was just an opportunity, to come in and be this two-back backfield, back where I was feeling the best in my career. With Melvin Gordon and I when I was going through my first contract, and that really was intriguing to me, and just the philosophies, being in a room with Coach Lynn as well as far as a running back coach. This man is an absolute guru, so just being back in a room with him, I know will definitely keep me focused, keep me locked in, and give me the best opportunity to push myself as a player, and so that was the opportunity and the environment I wanted to be in.
And if you're Anthony
remember
Lynn,
when he got before he got hurt last year, he had back-to-back seasons of almost, first he had 20 touchdowns in 21, and then 22 he had 18.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's a super stud if he's healthy.
Now he had Herbert thrown to him.
Right.
So we'll see. Hopefully he puts up those numbers or close to him.
I mean, if I'm Kingsbury, I'm gonna task Anthony Lynn with coming up with, 12 to 15 total touches per game for Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
As long as he's healthy, that should be his role within the offense. Like, is he going to have 20 touches per game? I don't think so at this point, especially with Robinson here.
No, it sounds like Robinson's still going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to be more of a traditional third down back kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. And effective in the red zone, too. Yeah, I mean, he talked about scoring touchdowns. He's obviously has a nose for the end zone. The last clip, this is Eckler talking about how he thinks the Commanders can compete early in his time with the team.
We're in the business of sports, and in the business of sports, you're going to go through ups and downs depending on, coaches and players and staff and support. There's so much that goes into the ecosystem of sports, and you're always trying to be the most competitive that you can possibly be and trying to sustain that for as long as you can. But unfortunately, as we even, experienced last year with the Chargers, you know, go through some down years. And so you try to bring in a new chemistry, new players to try to turn it around. And that's exactly what we have going on here. And so I'm excited to do it. I've seen it done before with actually Coach Lynn as my head coach, where we made a couple runs to the playoffs or a run to the playoffs. And so I know it's been done before. I've seen it. We saw it last year too with the Texans, you know, how they went through their season and had a bounce back season. So it's been done before, and those things that have been done before can be done again. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, bringing some energy over here and getting ourselves on the right path. And it doesn't have to take long. So I think we can get something going this year.
Man, he sounds like
pretty sure Austin Eckler. He's my guy. Just listen to how we all line up. Loves poker. He loves white trash rock. And lifting 200-pound dumbbells. I'm gonna have to recuse myself from that.
You hurt your hand bowling.
Yeah, I can't hang there. What else? Oh, he also, here's what he does to the fantasy community, Austin Eckler. A lot of players give it the Heisman. They eschew it.
Yep.
They don't
Here's what Eckler does to the fantasy community.
He embraces him.
He just wraps his arms around
it. He does. He talks about that.
Diggs has a new man crush.
Bring me in here. He loves him some fantasy football. I think he does a weekly pod during the season
and talks fantasy.
Matt Harmon from Yahoo Sports. Like, he's deep into fantasy. Hey. He's my guy. Austin Eckler is my
guy. Yeah, you have a man crush. Hey.
Planting my flag.
Hey, you know what you should do is you should take some time and try to come up with some sort of poker celebration for the end zone and pitch it to him.
Ooh, that's a great call. Now, he's known for playing the air guitar. This is impacting his brand, but what would be a good poker celebration?
You think you could convince
the
him?
The all-in motion.
Oh yeah, just take the football and push it all. I like
hey,
that.
Do you know
to pitch that? To
so
him.
Austin Eckler is an NFL record holder.
Okay,
he's one of two players to have 10 rushing touchdowns and 5 receiving touchdowns in back-to-back seasons.
Right.
All right. The only other player to ever do that in the history of the league is pretty good. Marshall Faulk.
Well, he's a Hoffer, Marshall Faulk.
Correct. So
Hall of
that's
you,
the type,
you, had,
that's,
you had Eckler in the Hall of Fame last week.
Again, you're taking my words out of context. I said he was a borderline Hall of Fame type of player. I believe was my exact quote. Well, Drab just mocked me. There's a lot of mockery.
Needs a few more years. Needs a few more years.
Yeah. He need
10 more years.
8,000 more rushing yards.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer.
I mean, what if he finishes his career with 125 touchdowns?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't know.
Now that's he's gonna got get like another 70. Now.
He's got 4,000 yards rushing.
I understand. How many yards receiving does he have?
About the same, probably.
He's got a lot. He's a multi. Look, you got to get out of your box of you got to have this many rushing yards.
He's
a multi-pronged threat. That's all.
We're aware.
What do you think? What is the plus minus on him for Washington, given that he'd be more of a traditional third down back, it appears, here?
You mean what sort of numbers do I expect out of him?
What's the over-under on touchdowns? Just touchdowns.
Total touchdowns?
Yeah, I don't care about 50 catches.
6.5.
I think
it's a good number to start.
I'd go over.
6.5
is a solid number. If he stays healthy, I'd go over that.
You would?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Total touchdowns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think he could get...
Well, that's a huge win.
I think he could get 5 rushing touchdowns and 3 to 5 receiving touchdowns.
He's saying he's double-digit touchdown guy. No,
he's got to stay healthy.
Which is his current history suggests yes.
Yeah.
That's the sort of production you'll get.
If he gets 10 touchdowns, we're having a year.
Oh, yeah. It's a bonanza.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler,
why couldn't
my
he
guy?
Get 8 to 10 total touchdowns?
He don't, I mean, totally could.
Yeah, all right. I don't
completely
know.
If he plays 17 games, that's not a big number.
If he's healthy, I mean, it's well within his range of outcome. Actually, it's low for his range.
I just don't think he's going to get the amount of workload that he's gotten in previous years. So you got.
He's not going to get the carries because he's not going to be the number one back. But what if Robinson goes down?
Oh, and he's the lead back?
Yeah, I mean, running backs get hurt all the time.
To the moon, my friend, for his numbers. All right, coming up next, we will continue to talk Commanders. We'll get into some of the audio from RG3. He thinks that Caleb Williams should pull an Eli Manning. He should just tell the Bears he's not interested in going there with their number one overall pick coming up in the NFL draft. RG3 thinks he might be a better fit here in D.C. So we'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.